For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn. Jefferson City's police department is looking for 7 new officers. The positions have been open for almost a year, and 61 people have applied for the jobs. The department has narrowed its search down to 10 applicants who best fit the position's requirements. Police Captain Doug Shoemaker explained why the hiring process takes so much time.
There's a very extensive training process that goes to getting a police license, and then, of course, officers have to be trained in the field for a varying number of weeks. For us, it's 17, and that's before they can even go out and be on their own as productive police officers.
The requirements also include written and physical tests, background checks, a polygraph exam, and an interview. Applicants can still apply for the job on Jefferson City's website. A group of cities in northern Missouri has taken steps toward creating renewable energy sources for residents. The Missouri Public Energy Pool is made up of 35 cities in northern Missouri, which have decided to build a solar farm in Macon. MC Power Companies, a Missouri-based company, is in charge of the project and has been in the planning stages for about 3 years. MC Power Companies project developer Lauren Williamson says the solar farm allows for more reliable energy sources to be used within those cities.
A utility company or a municipal utility company is always relying upon having good, clean, reliable energy for their consumers. And this is just another tool to have within those that pool of communities.
Some of the other cities included in the pool are Trenton, Marshall, Chillicothe, Shelbina, and La Plata. The solar farm would be one of the largest in the state and is expected to be complete by the end of this year. A Missouri man has fulfilled his girlfriend's wish and adopted a 4-year-old corgi named Lucy after the Kansas City Royals win last week. During the September 30th wildcard game, Katie Kasten held a sign on national television that said, "If we win, he's buying me a puppy," with a picture of a corgi. The Kansas City Royals beat the Oakland Athletics, and Kasten's boyfriend, Joe Onofrio, adopted Lucy, the corgi, this past weekend. Kasten told the Kansas City Star that Lucy's middle name is Rally. She says it comes from the Royals rallying to win the game that launched them into the American League Division Series. Kasten says Lucy is already loving her walks in Mill Creek Park. For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn.